friends, how's it going? Welcome back to the Horned Cafe.
What's up?
It's been, I don't even know how long.
It's been
at
a minute,
this point.
It's been a minute, Brett.
the last episode that I did was Hannah Krana, and I think that was like... I think that was like 2 or 3 months ago.
Jeez.
Yeah, you weren't in that episode. That was just me by myself. So, you're making faces. Just so you know, we can see us in... the viewfinder thing.
Sup, handsome. I'm Chanel.
And audio listeners on Spotify or whatever, you can find the video recordings on YouTube. And YouTube listeners, you can find the audio recordings on Spotify. So, yeah.
And you are recording for Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Just cover all the bases.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I don't know why I took a break. Just... got
life.
Stressed out.
Life
yeah.
Is what happened.
Yep. So, for this episode, we're not going to do, like, drinks. You know, like how we do.
I mean, I got my drink. I mean, I got a T2 and Brisk, baby. But that's about it.
And I got a cola soda. So, yeah.
Peasant.
Super cafe-y.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, I mean, yeah. Nowadays, yeah. I mean, you can get a soda
you
at a cafe.
Like, yeah. But, yeah. So
we got a new mic, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have said that. I didn't even think about it. Well,
you have a mic in the other ones. I don't know if you recorded videos
with it,
though.
I don't know if I had the white one, because I have a white one.
You had the white one for the one when you were on the floor. Yeah, when you're on the floor in the bedroom in front of the bookcase. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, that's something completely different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, so what he's talking about is Chilling Chapters Book Club. Which is going to be something that's coming in, like, in the next couple of weeks. I already have a few episodes pretty much recorded and stuff. I just have to
create them. This is the first time they're seeing a mic, period, on this, then.
Unless Hannah Krana had one, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, anyway. They might have heard it. We haven't done one in a while, right?
No, we haven't done anything.
Okay, yeah, new mic.
Yeah, anyway. New mic, who dis?
Dis be Mike.
But yeah, so today we're going to be talking about something that Alan at least likes a little bit.
Yeah.
And is interested in. And that's the Black Eyed Kids.
I thought you were going to say Black Eyed Peas. I'll be like, yeah, Fergie. I think that's Black Eyed Peas. I don't remember.
So.
I don't even listen to the band.
No.
Group, whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
I don't know what they are. I guess it would be a band, but I think they do mostly singing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, we're getting off track.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm catching up.
Yeah, with mustard.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about the Black Eyed Kids. This legend has been around for years, but it actually might not be as early as we think. Because, like, I think of legends being, like, you know, centuries old. Like, back in, like, old times.
Like 1920.
Yeah. Like, the one that I'm doing is, like, 1930s and stuff like that. So, it's, like,
I would say that wasn't that long ago, but...
It's longer than the 90s, which is when the Black Eyed Kids started, pretty much. The legend, like I said, started in, like, the 90s. And it seemed to really start with one guy. And his name is Brian Bethel. I'm going to start with his story first. And then we're going to talk about him a little bit. Just because his story is, like I said, pretty much what started this whole, like, phenomenon. And you might have heard it before, because it's, you know...
I mean, I've heard of them, so the Black Eyed Children, I've heard of them.
But, I mean, you might have heard of this specific story.
Ah, okay.
So...
never mind. What? I was thinking something else. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. and I think this was, like, he said spring or summer, so who knows what month it actually was. But anyway, Brian Bethel, was on his way to his internet service provider office on,
That's a weird way to start a story.
Back in those days, it was the internet service provider.
Wow, I've never heard of starting a story that way. He was headed to his internet service provider. Like, what the frick?
What's an internet service provider?
I know what it is.
Yeah, it's like Verizon or Comcast or whatever, except he was going to the actual building.
Yeah.
And this was on North First Street in Abilene, Texas. And he was paying off his bill. So back in those days, kids, they didn't have, like, direct deposit.
No, they did not.
So you had to either, like, mail in the check or, like, bring in cash or something. Like, you have to go to the store to pay.
Computers were just starting to become a huge thing. And not just something
that's
you would see.
That's kind of talked about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And not just something you would see in, like, a sci-fi movie or in, like, a scientist house. Like,
yeah. I mean, they weren't, like, crazy well known.
No, no. And I remember they got really well known from the dude that invented the Apple or whatever, the Mac
Bill
or whatever.
Gates.
No, the other guy.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. I think Steve Jobs.
I'm like, I don't know. It's one or the other.
I don't pay attention.
Anyway, so he had to go to the store to pay his bills, which is weird. He was going to put it in, like, the Dropbox, because I was like, that's really late to be going to, like, a store to pay your bill, but he's dropping it off.
Yeah.
The
when was it?
It was 9 or 10 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he just got done work or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. But, so he decided to park in a theater parking lot, which was really close to that, to the office, to actually write out the check to the company. Which, for me, I thought that was kind of weird, because it's like, why didn't you write it out beforehand?
Yeah.
Like, I know if I go to, like, the bank or something like that, where I have to write out the slips or whatever, I do all of that while I'm at home.
Yeah, and so, then you just bring it.
Yeah, and I just bring it there. Yeah,
it's either that or we'll do it while we're waiting in line.
Like, yeah, so but I guess maybe he just either was on his way home for work or just, you know, wanted to enjoy the evening outside is all I can think. I did look up the area on Google Maps, and there is a theater on North Street called the Westwood Twin Theater. It closed down now, but it was actually, like, a really tiny movie theater, and the parking lot isn't that big. Like, when I was picturing, like, the movie theater, I was thinking this, like, huge, expansive thing. Because I know the ones near us are pretty big, but kind of think of it as, like, I was going to say Walmart, but Walmart's parking lot's even huge, too. Just, like, a small
so store. Like, almost like Acme's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. There's only, like, maybe, like, seven rows, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's not, like, an expansive thing.
Yeah.
I also tried to look for the internet provider, just because, like, I wanted to get, like, exact locations, but I couldn't find one.
Probably internet provider that don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, probably not. Like, I think there's, like, Taco Bells and stuff near there now. It's not anything what it used to be in the 90s.
Yo quiero Taco Bell!
Yeah. So, he sat in his car, writing out this check and figuring out all of his bills. It was a dimly lit part of the parking lot. He said he was kind of away from the theater, but he was using the marquee, which is, like, what, you know, tells you what movies are playing all the times. He was using that as, like, the light to write out his check.
Oh, okay.
And so I just wanted you to kind of picture that scene for a minute. You're just kind of, like, relaxing. It's kind of probably a nice evening. It's, you know, probably nice and, like, kind of windy or something.
I kind of wish we could, like, reenact these.
Yeah, I thought
like,
it would be cool.
I could see me, like, in the car filling out something,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a light on, like, a certain angle.
Yeah.
Like, looking up at the sign while I'm filling it out.
That's like, pretty much it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he had the radio on, but I know, like, if it was us, we would have, like, the radio going and just not paying attention to anything around you. You're just filling out your check.
Yep.
So, Brian was sitting there writing away when he heard a knock on his window door right next to him.
Open up now.
Yeah, that was creepy stuff. He looked up and he saw two young boys, aged 9 and 12, looking in at him. Which, that's already creepy, because, like, kids are creepy.
The kids was like, hey, you got games?
You didn't have a phone back
then. No.
But kids nowadays
would do that. Yeah, you got
games? The black-eyed kids nowadays are not going to endure, you got games?
Yeah. That's the reason why their eyes are so black, is because they're just, like, intensely focused
TV
on the
screen,
phone. Fried their eyes, their retinas, that's all they have is a pupil.
But yeah, so he described them as a somewhat suave, olive-skinned, curly-haired young man. And I think that's the older one. Mm-hmm. And then he described the younger one as a red-headed, pale-skinned, freckled young man.
Soulless ginger.
Stop. And they were wearing hooded pullover sweaters, which is kind of... It might not be weird, but it could be kind of weird because it's like spring or summer.
Yeah.
And it's Texas. You're about Texas. To get robbed. It's Texas, so it's probably warmer than, you know...
You're about to get robbed with a stick gun.
Right? With a stick gun? Like yeah, a little
twigs. No, he had a little stick in the shape of a little gun. Back in the 90s, that was a huge thing. Like, when I was younger, if you found a stick that was even in the shape, it had a handle that was, like, skewed from here, and, like, this was, like, the whole rest of the gun. If you had one that was like this right here, that's your handle.
Yeah,
like, that's your gun, that's your sword, that's your whatever you want, that's your axe.
Yeah,
like,
anything, man.
Give me all the bubble gum!
yeah. Well, these guys wanted money, technically.
Oh,
but
okay.
We'll get to it. So, they acted like they needed something, and they even kind of looked a little worried. Brian rolled his window down, but just a very bit, because he felt automatically uncomfortable.
But by the way, when for the kids who don't know, rolling windows down, you're literally rolling the window down. Well, pressing.
He might have pressed the button.
No, that wasn't a thing then.
Was it?
No. No, that the automatic windows. I do not think the automatic windows were a thing back in 1996. They might have had just started, but if he's an older dude, he's going to have an older car. He's not going to have a new one.
Yeah, maybe.
So he's like, "What do you want?"
Brian Bethel, let us know. Did you roll your window?
Did you actually roll it or did you slide it down?
Push the button. So he rolled, whatever his window down, and he asked, "Like, can I help you guys?" And the one boy explained that the two of them had come to watch the premiere of a certain movie that I want you to guess. It's a 90s.
Children of the Corn.
90s.
90s. Well, I mean, that was before the 90s. I think
it was, anyway.
90s. Wayne's World.
No. This is one that I think, well, you probably won't guess it, but it's something that you...
Have I seen it?
Probably, yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
Time's up.
Yeah, I was like, I have no clue. I could name so many.
They went to watch the premiere of Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
Which is really messed up that a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old are going to go see Mortal Kombat.
I was playing Mortal Kombat by the time I was like 6.
Okay. Anyway. So they wanted to go see that movie at the theater, but they had forgotten their money at their mother's house. So they asked him for a ride, which automatically...
That's already weird.
I mean, it was also the 90s, though. So, well, people were a lot more trusting back then.
Yeah, they were.
And it was just like...
That's why a lot of kids died back in, like, the 90s, 80s, 70s.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, parents are a little too overprotective now, but, like, back then, if you're out there. If you're not back by the time the lights are off, you're grounded.
Yeah.
That was about it.
So hitchhiking wasn't that horrible.
No.
But, excuse me. So they asked him for a ride to go to the mom's house and then back to the theater with the money. And they pretty much just, like, begged and pleaded for him to give them a ride. And, I mean, for the most part, who wouldn't have wanted to help two young kids, like
somebody
who
was highly against the Mortal Kombat movie because there was a lot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Mortal Kombat aside, like it's a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old. Yeah. You have no reason to be like worried about them.
Screw off.
Yeah, you know. But the whole time that this conversation is going down, Brian is just consumed with some kind of like irrational fear. He can't really figure out what's causing it. He just said that he felt like uncontrollable fear. Just like lump in his throat, like panic attack fear.
Weird.
And it bothered him a lot that he just couldn't figure out why he was so scared. The boy tried to convince him to let him into the car, and he even said the kid even said stuff like, it won't take long. We're just two little kids. Which, automatically, that's creepy as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
We're just going to our mom's house. We don't have a gun or anything.
I mean, honestly, in the 90s, kids were a hell of a lot more blunt, too. They go, like, hey, yo, there ain't no pistols in this pocket.
But my thing is like, as soon as someone was like, oh, I don't got a gun, you have a gun.
Yeah, like, automatically. Like,
automatically.
I don't know. I call bullshit. Like,
why the fuck are you bringing up a gun?
Like, you know? What was the need for that?
Yeah, no, there's no reason for you to be like, I don't got a gun. Tucks it in their pocket farther. Yeah. You know?
It's that stick gun, man.
Yeah. And, like, all the while, these kids are, like, talking to him, they're pleading with him, and he's looking at them. He's actually, like, reaching for his car door. Doesn't even realize that he's doing it. And he's just, like, you know, he's just reaching for the door. At one point in time, he starts, like, talking to the kids, just trying to see, like, asking them what movie he wanted to just, they see, obviously, the Mortal Kombat, wanting to know... wanting to know what time they want to see the movie, and he turns to look at the marquee, and that shows like the times and stuff, and the next available and maybe the final movie viewing of Mortal Kombat is at 9 o'clock, and he looks down at his clock in the car and he sees that it's 8:50, and he was like, even if I take you guys home, it would be like 15-minute drive or something like that. Yeah.
You're
like,
gonna miss the whole entire sequence where Shao Kahn steals Liu Kang's brother's soul. The whole premise of the movie. Or not Shao Kahn, sorry, Shang Tsung. I think I said Shang Tsung. Did I say Shao Kahn or Shang Tsung? I don't know. Shao Kahn's in Mortal Kombat 2. Anyway, go ahead.
But either way, they're gonna miss like a huge chunk of this.
Literally movie. The whole reason for the movie is what they would miss. Like, otherwise it's just gonna be confusing. You're gonna wake up to a Chinese dude going, ah! And that's about it. Like, what happened before that?
Yeah. But anyway, so while all that's going on, I guess, he turns back to the kids and tries to explain this to them. And that's when he notices what's been bothering him. What has been fueling all of this fear that's, like, you know, deep down inside of him. And then that's when he notices that both kids' eyes are just black as coal. He described the eyes as the sort of eyes one sees these days on aliens and bargain basement vampires on late night television. Soulless orbs like two great swaths of a starless night.
I got something to go with this. Sure. This is a quote from what's that movie with the turtle Master of Disguise.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? You ever seen a doll's eyes? They're like a shark's eyes, all lifeless like, or something like that.
I don't know.
You ever seen a shark's eyes? They're like a doll's eyes, all lifeless like, or black and lifeless like, or something like that.
Is that when he tried to be like the captain?
Yeah, he tried to be the captain of the ship. He's like, you want to see my arm here, Chiefy? There's my arm, Chiefy. And he's like, he's like, crap. And they're like, that's the guy.
But anyway, so like,
I think that was also a 90s movie. Or no, it might have been early 2000s. I don't remember, but.
You sure it wasn't like Jaws that was originally?
No, that was originally from Jaws. Yeah. But I'm saying like the Master of Disguise itself. I think it was like sometime after Wayne's World. It might have been a while after Wayne's World, actually. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because David Garvey is the one that plays as Garth. Yeah, he plays as the Master of Disguise. So I don't know when it was, but go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, they're just really dark eyes. That went way off topic.
Sorry. ADHD, what do you want?
He also called them looking into the void, a fragment of space without any stars. He also noted that he could see, like, the reflections of the theater lights in their eyes. But the thing that bothered him the most was that their eyes seemed soulless. Like how usually when you look in someone's eyes, you can kind of see their emotions. You can see if they're happy or if they're sad or if something's going on. Like you can see sadness in people's eyes. And he just couldn't see any of that. All he saw was just emptiness.
Huh.
And like, obviously that makes him kind of panic inside. But somehow he manages to keep his cool on the outside. Which honestly, like, good for him. Because I feel like I would freak the fuck out.
He looks at him like that freaking, that Vine or that meme, that TikTok, my bad. He's like, why are your eyes like that? Where are your clothes at?
But yeah, he kind of just starts, like, making excuses. Like, nah, my fridge is running. I gotta go catch that.
Otherwise, I'm not gonna be able to eat. I gotta catch my food, you know. back in my day, I had to chase the fridge down a hill 20 miles with a stick in my hand in order for me to eat my food.
yeah. He's just like, I gotta go. And, you know, that bill is really waiting for me. So eventually he just pulls away and he just gets the hell out of there. But not before peeking in his rearview mirror. When he looks in his mirror, that's when he notices that the kids are completely gone. They just vanish in thin air. Huh. And he even says that, like, he looked around, there's no cars near where he was that they could have, like, ran to hide behind or anything like that. Like, they're just gone.
Huh.
You know.
That's crazy.
And, that's pretty much his encounter. In an interview, he said that he pretty much just rushed home to his apartment. He locked the doors, obviously. And he called his friend to just tell someone about the experience. Yeah.
Nobody believed him.
No, the friend believed him.
Oh. Okay.
And then, or at least, you know, kind of understood that something was going on.
Yeah.
But the friend had a girlfriend, so like the friend of the friend kind of thing. The friend had a girlfriend who was a medium, so she could, like, sense that something, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff was going on.
I know a
on.
Guy who knows a guy who knew a guy who's my second cousin twice removed who knows a guy.
Like, yeah, pretty much. It's yeah. like, well, the friend of the girl, no. The girlfriend.
Yeah.
And as he's, like, telling the story, she's kind of listening in. And she cut him off and asked if they had black eyes. And this was before, you know, he got to telling her that.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, they're dead.
And she said, well, it's a good thing you didn't let them in the car, because they would have killed you.
Wow.
And that's, like, what she, like, said.
Jeez.
It's not even, like, waiting until, you know, he got to the part. He was just like, you were going to die.
He's like, you serious? Yeah. Nuh-uh. No, we're serious. Oh.
Yeah. But that's his story, and that's Jeez. Pretty much what sparks all of, you know, all the legends.
Wow.
So, now we're going to kind of talk about who is Brian Bethel, because...
He's a Bethel whose name is Brian.
Yep. Just because he is the original, like, I don't want to say storyteller, but...
He might be, like, the original one that actually put himself out there as a story, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't...
Who kind of, like, sparked this movement.
Yeah, because there's no reason for that to only happen in the 90s. Like, that would have been happening for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, kids just randomly with black eyes coming up to people and being like, hey, yo... You know what I mean?
Come with us.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's, like, kind of the one that, I guess, sparked interest in it.
Yeah.
So he's a reputed veteran journalist and a columnist, I can't talk, at Reporter News.
So wait, was he that beforehand?
He was a writer around that time, but we'll get into it.
Okay.
So, like I said,
smells fishy to me.
As far as I know right now, he's the veteran journalist and a columnist for the Reporter News. He is a senior staff writer at the Abilene Reporter News, so like that local newspaper. Yeah. Stop.
Smells like lies.
You just got done being like, oh, we're never going to whisper on the podcast.
I know. I did say that.
And he's reported on pretty much everything from police crime stories to college news reports to daily and, like, Sunday-style pieces for local readers. He's kind of done, like, a lot of stuff. So, it has been argued as to whether or not his story is authentic due to his background as a reporter.
But as a guy who makes up stories.
Not necessarily, like, makes up.
But, I mean, you know. you have to fudge the truth in your stories to make them interesting, so.
I guess. But in an interview, he said that he actually, like, he decided to write the story down as kind of like a form of therapy. He said that it kind of, like, made himself feel better and to get it off of his chest. So, I mean, that I can understand.
Dear
like, just
journal.
Yeah, just writing it to get it out of your head.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, the inner monologue in that dude's head?
Dear journal, what the fuck just happened?
Dear journal, I just met these two creepy-ass kids. And he's just sitting there, like, thinking about it.
Yeah, like, this was fucked.
I almost died.
Yeah. At the time, Brian was a fan of spooky forums online, which, if you don't know what forums are, is it's like kind of, it's like Reddit almost, except like a little less, a little more dumbed down. Like, it didn't,
I mean, Reddit's pretty friggin' dumb.
But no, I just mean, like, it didn't have a shit ton of, like, subreddits. Oh, and, okay, you know, okay. It was just, like...
Simple. So simple.
Spooky forum this, or ghost paranormal that. Like, you know. But anyway, so he was a big fan of this. This, like, online forum. And this is just when, like, the internet was starting to get brand... You know, was brand new. So there wasn't, like, a whole lot of the internet, you know?
Dial-up.
Yeah. So he actually decided to post this story into a small group of his, like, friends to see what other people thought.
For those of you who know what dial-up are, I hope you took your back pain medicine today.
I don't have any back pain. I know what it is.
Well, I mean, you only know what
I've
it is through...
I've never used
it,
though.
I've used it.
How's it feel, old man?
It feels like the way... dial-up sounds.
Proceeds to make dial-up noises.
Yeah. Insert dial-up noises here. It's just like...
But, yeah, so he posted it to this, like, small group of people to just get their opinion on it, and they kind of went nuts over the story, thought it was a crazy story, and they told him to post it to other forums. And he did. And then that's kind of, like, how it came out.
Huh.
So, like...
Interesting.
I think
the internet
it
was such a simple thing to use back in the day. Now you have to, like... You have to create a TikTok account. You got an account. You got to open up a Twitter. You got to open up an Instagram. You have to start a Facebook group. You got to advertise on YouTube in order for you to get anywhere. When back then it was, like, one post, millions of people see it.
Like, well, it's kind of like this, you know, he posted it and then... five friends shared it. And
yeah, exactly.
Five
that
of those
doesn't happen now.
No, not at all. But I think it's kind of important to note that he didn't write it as like an article for a newspaper. According to him, it was just an event that happened. He wrote it down to kind of deal with the trauma. He wasn't really looking for any kind of like fame, at least as far as we know. So
I mean, he is a journalist.
Yeah, but. So what do we think of it? Do we think it's authentic?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Like,
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it would have at least been brought up prior to the 90s. Like, there's no reason for it to have just started in the 90s and people just thought about it.
Unless people,
like,
just didn't have internet to spread it.
I mean, maybe, but like, it would have spread through word of mouth, which was a huge thing. Like, newspapers would have had articles about people seeing them. You know what I mean? Just like every other haunting, like all the other places that were haunted, or there was like aliens of some kind, or there was some sort of weird light
like
in the
Roswell
distance.
And stuff
like
that.
All of that was like spread everywhere through like word of mouth. It wasn't just one guy posted something and like and then it got shared. Like, I feel like. If the Black Eyed Children were a real thing,
I feel like they would have been out there long.
Yeah, they would have been recognized a hell of a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Because like, even if you think about like all like those Victorian photos where it's like the sepia and like you can literally edit the children's eyes black to make them look like the Black Eyed Children. Like,
I mean, that's what if you search like Black Eyed Kids,
that's what shows up.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what is like the Victorian age kids, like not some kid in a hoodie. Like, that doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would have been witnessed way beforehand.
Yeah, I just feel like, like you said, I think it would have been talked a lot more. I guess he was just kind of, he's considered the first one to
actually blow it up.
Yeah, to blow it up.
Well, like, yeah, because there would have been all kinds of myth and legends around it. There would have been more history to the Black Eyed Kids than just the 90s. There would have been way more about them.
Yep. Because even, like, this one piece of research that I'm working on now is the Resurrection Mary, which, you know, obviously I'm going to do an episode. This was in, like, the 1930s and stuff. And even in the 1930s, like, it was occurring.
Yeah.
So, it's not something that happened, like, bam, 90s. And I'm not... I mean, legends can start in the 90s.
I mean, they can, but at the same time, it's just that one guy that witnessed it. Like, it would have been witnessed by someone else already.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that one guy.
According to him, once he posted that, a bunch of other people came out and were saying
how they experienced
stuff
too. Yeah, they would have done it first. Like,
yeah. Well, anyway, so whether or not that's true or not, I mean, it just kind of our opinion on it. Because obviously Brian is the only one that knows.
Yeah.
He's the only one that experienced it. He's the only one that'll ever be able to say whether or not it's true. And he says it's true. So, you know, we can just take it face value.
Take it with a grain of salt and just take it as it is, pretty much.
Yep. So now we're going to kind of talk about, like, what makes the Black Eyed Children as creepy as they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of lore, but probably one showed up, you know, prior or as the 90s were blowing it up.
Kind of came as time went on. So the first thing that I wanted to mention was their clothes. I know that that kind of sounds weird, especially with the pure, like, black eyes, but these kids, what?
The kids had completely black eyes, and the clothes is the first thing you noticed.
The clothes are the weirdest thing. But I guess that's kind of what happens a lot of the time, though.
Yeah.
People notice the eyes, like, last
minute. Yeah. Because you're not, you know, like, especially if you're not a very sociable person, you're not staring someone dead in the eyes.
I can tell you, I probably have never looked at someone in the eyes.
We'll be somewhere. And I'm like, oh, did you see that person so and so? She's like, I didn't see anybody. I was like, he was literally right behind us.
I don't go looking for people.
Yeah, and then she'd be like, what did it look? And like with me, like I can glance at somebody for like 2 seconds and automatically know all of their features.
I don't like making eye contact with strangers.
Yeah.
I just don't like it because I don't want you to come like approach me or some shit.
Yeah. The only reason why I make eye contact with strangers is because usually 90% of the times they're looking at me first, so I'm just like, what's up?
I'm going to ignore you, and if you don't talk to me, we don't know each other. Yeah. So, but anyway, so these kids dress like normal kids for the most part. They dress a little bit in, like, darker clothes, and they're just, like, in their emo phase, you know?
That wasn't a thing.
In the 90s?
No, that wasn't a thing in the 90s. That didn't happen until, like, the early 2000s. Grunge is not emo.
But, I mean, it's dark clothes and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, goth and grunge were probably... Well, I mean, I don't even think goth was even then. I think it was, like, more like... Oh, I think it was just punk and grunge. Oh, well, yeah, it might have been goth. But emo was not a thing until the freaking, like, mid-2000s.
Anyway, they're in their goth
phase. Where are you?
But sometimes people report them to wear kind of older fashion clothing. And sometimes clothing that's considered, like, odd for kids. Not really sure what that means. I'm not sure if they mean kind of, like... stuff that's, like, inappropriate for, like, that time of year, like, thick sweaters in the summertime.
But that kid was just wearing a whole tuxedo.
like, some people describe, like, clothes that are kind of, like, generations different.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you're having kids with generation different clothes, they would have been witnessed back in that generation. You know what I mean? Like, they would have been around during that time.
Well, the thing is that kids, I mean, we're going to get into the theories, but, like, one of the theories is that it's aliens coming down.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, too.
And they're just in the wrong, like, time period, almost.
Maybe. And they don't know what time it is. They only get radio signals from the time they were in space.
And plus, like, there's the whole, like, light year thing, whereas, like, if you're out and then come back, you know, like...
Yeah. Pretty much the whole theory, and I know a little bit about this theory because I've listened to something Tyson, I forget what his name is, the scientist.
Mike Tyson?
No, not Mike Tyson. I think it's
Neil
Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson,
yeah. I've heard him talk about it.
It's Mike Tyson.
And he said pretty much like light years away, right now on Earth, aliens are seeing dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like that's how far behind they could actually be, which is crazy to think about.
So that's why if these black eyed kids are like aliens, they come down here and they're a little bit behind.
Yeah.
So,
because that's the generation they thought they were in, and then they got there, and now that's the reason why they're trying to kill you, is because it's like, I don't know why you're dressed like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're nervous, so.
Or they're just trying to take you back. But we'll get into theories. Right now, we're just, you know. So, the clothes are one thing. Secondly, they're kids.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that, like, kids are already creepy as hell. We don't need them to have, like, black eyes and act like they're possessed.
Yeah.
these kids are usually around 6 to 15 years old. Sometimes they're a little bit older. But they're always alone. There's no adults.
Mm.
Sometimes it's mostly, like, two kids, one younger, one older. Sometimes they come in, like, bigger groups, but it's usually twos.
Now, I think I asked you this already, but this story, is a thing that, what do you call it? Inspired, Children of the Corn, or no?
I don't think so.
Because, that I mean, it would have made sense if well, it would have, but...
I don't remember what Children in the Corn is about. Isn't that the one where they kill all the adults?
Adults, yeah. They're trying to kill off all the adults. Okay, all right, never mind. No.
These guys just don't have adults. I think they kind of use the whole kid thing to prey on... That was a way to get to people,
yeah.
Like, because, like, if it's a mom, then they're going to be like, oh, I have to protect this little kid. Yeah, exactly. Thing. So I think
parental
they,
instincts, that's what they're going after.
Like, and just, like, human instinct, too. Because, like, if I saw a kid that was in a mall by themselves, I'm going to want to keep my eye on them, at least. I know, you want to, like, drop kick them or something.
No. But I'm seeing it, like, from my point of view, if some two random-ass kids came up to me, like, at night, I mean, I'm automatically going to notice their black eyes. And if they ask me, like, hey, can we get some money? I'm just going to look at them and be like, ha-ha-ha, and roll up my window and drive away. Nope.
But I mean, like, for the aspect of, like, two little kids being alone, because a lot of the stories... It's not at your car. It's like them knocking on your front door.
Oh, okay.
And being like, hi.
Home invaders.
Yeah, and being like, hi, our parents are blah, 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 or wherever. Can we come in?
Yeah.
And it's like, can we come inside, use your phone? Like, no. That's the thing. It's like, they want to get inside your house.
Yeah. No.
Or in your car.
I will stretch my phone to you and you can use it outside.
Yeah.
This is the 90s, I will stretch my phone to you and you can use it out there. Ain't no need for you to come in.
But yeah, like a lot of the stories is them trying to gain entry into your car or your house or something like that. Yeah. So I think that's also like the preying on the maternal or instincts. Yeah.
And also for the kids these days, when I said stretch your phone out, back in the day, they had landlines to where you can only stay in one spot and actually talk on the phone. Take it wherever you wanted. And it was attached to a cord, two cords actually, one attached to the wall, which was attached to the landline, which was attached to the phone, and then your phone was attached by a wire to the actual phone that you talk through. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
So.
Sorry.
And I think even one of the children referenced a telegraph. Like, oh, can we use your telegraph instead of a telephone?
That's weird.
Where it's kind of like, are they aliens that are too far behind and then they get here and they're closer?
Right, could be time travel. You know, I have all kinds travelers. Of theories.
But we'll get to that. So they're also said to be extremely pale, like no tan at all. And I'm not sure if it's like, you know, just, I don't know why it's a thing, you know? Like, maybe if it is, like, aliens or something. I mean, there is a theory that goes with this extremely paleness, but it's just, like, I don't know why they, you know, are pale.
Lifelessness.
Yeah.
I mean.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of, because when you're lifeless, you're pretty damn pale. Mm-hmm. All your color goes. Yeah. So.
Maybe they're undead.
Could be. Was that one of the theories?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought so.
So, obviously. That's why it's brought up. Yeah. Obviously, like, the weirdest thing is that they have the black eyes. A lot of encounters say that it almost looks like the kids are wearing contacts. They say that they're so black, it's like an empty galaxy. And once you look into them, you almost seem to go into a trance, almost as if you can't control your own body. Next thing you know, your hand is reaching for your front door or your car door to let them inside. So it's almost like, you know.
One of us.
Yeah. And then, like, the other thing that's, like, really creepy about it is that they want into your house so badly, but they need that permission.
Yeah, like vampires.
Yeah.
They need permission.
It's like, why do they need the permission? Like, why don't they ask us to come outside?
Yeah.
Because, like...
Because then people will see what they want to do. And then,
yeah, because it's like, if they can't come in, it's probably way easier for them to get someone to come out.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, come outside. Come see what's outside. And then it's like, oh, okay. You know.
It's them be like, let me in! Like that TikTok with Eric Andre. Yeah. Let me in!
Yeah. It's just weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read a few other stories of people encountering black-eyed kids. I'm not going to say that these are 100% authentic. Because I actually found one of the stories that was floating around about, like, an encounter was from the subreddit r/nosleep. And if you don't really know what that is, it's where pretty much a group of authors write stories, but they have to sound real. Like, it's kind of, you have to make, like, a really counter type of story. Like, I did this, I did that, or this was my like friend's
a point,
story.
Like a point of view.
Yeah, point of view. And no one is allowed to, like, say, that, oh, that was a good story. You have to act like it's real, pretty much. Hmm. Like,
that's weird.
It's in one of their rules where it's like, all stories are true no matter how crazy they sound. It's in the rules. Hmm. So when someone kind of, like, cites No Sleep as a place where they get, like, their info, you kind of want to, like, assume that it's not true.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Because, I mean, not saying that it's not, but because it's specifically for authors that are just writing stories to...
Honestly, a lot of them are probably trying to get inspiration more than anything.
Yeah. So, just saying, like, some of the stuff that's out here is a little fake.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that the stories I'm going to read are true or not, but it's just cool to still read them anyway.
Why are you lying? I don't know.
So the first one is posted by Halloween /, Halloween Warning. And this was posted 12 years ago.
That's a minute. Damn.
Yeah, it's been a minute. All right, so this was posted in 2011.
Yeah, I was close.
Does that even sound right? 2011? Sounds weird.
2011, that's right. 2011. Yeah. Just like 2010, 2011, 2012,
2013.
2009. What? No.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So.
Which is weird that, like, it wouldn't go. It just doesn't go. Yeah, it just doesn't go. It's like, you can say, like, 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. but, like, 2011 still fits, but you can't say 2009. Like, it just sounds weird.
It just sounds weird.
Like, even if you say 29, it's like, so, wait, 29? That's not it either.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So this starts out as, warning to the people in Portland, Oregon, metro area this Halloween. This really freaked me out. Yesterday, I noticed my neighbor hadn't put out all of his Halloween decorations /lights/etc. The past 2 years I've lived next to him, he's gone all out for Halloween. I don't know him well. He's younger, single, but I know he likes kids. Not in a creepy way.
Let me clarify.
Yeah. His brother and sister-in-law and their kids are always visiting him, and he plays with his three young nieces and nephews out in the yard. So anyway, I got home from work, and I was walking up my driveway, and I saw him outside and said something like, "Hey man, you better get your Halloween stuff out, or that house up the street is going to beat you for best decorations." He kind of smiles sheepishly and I can't talk. Sheepishly, and says that he's actually going to keep his house dark this year and just put candy out. I asked if he was going out of town, but he said no. Something happened last year that really scared him. Now, I was concerned for my own safety if some weirdos were coming around our neighborhood, which is a pretty safe neighborhood with tons of young families living here. So I asked him what happened. He said last year he had his kids or his brother's family over so they could trick-or-treat in the neighborhood since they live in an apartment complex that doesn't do much for Halloween.
Like ours.
Yeah. He had a bunch of kids come door-to-door like always. His family took off around 10:30, and there were only a few older trick-or-treaters, but by 11:30, they were pretty much done. So he went inside, watched TV, and the doorbell rings.
That's late for trick or treating too, man. Nowadays, nowadays you're only allowed out past 8, or before 8. That's it.
Before 8, yeah.
They're not even past 8.
He grabs a candy bowl and heads over, noticing that's a little past midnight by this time, so even that's later. Mm-hmm. And that it's pretty rude for trick or treaters to still be out. But then he notices that he hadn't turned off all of his decorations yet, so his house is still like a beacon in the night, mm-hmm. you know.
It's almost like that one short film that we've seen on YouTube.
Yeah. What was that called?
I forget.
I think that was just Trick or Treat or something like that.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so he swings open the door, and just as he's about to yell boo or something to freak them out, but he stops dead when he sees the kids at the door. He said one of them was probably around 13 or 14, and the other was 16 to 17, both boys. They weren't dressed up, but he remembers the older one was wearing a flannel checkered shirt, which is kind of odd, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He was immediately overcome with uneasiness, like opening the door was a huge mistake. They just stared at him, and he noticed that they had really big irises and dilated pupils. He couldn't even see the whites of their eyes, so he figured that they were contact lenses. He was frozen there, holding the candy bowl, like he couldn't slam the door in their face as much as he wanted to. So he nervously tried to smile at them, hoping they would break character and ask for candy or something. The younger one said they had gotten lost and needed to come in to use his phone. That was when he closed the door more than halfway on them and said, "No, sorry." And the older one said something like, "Can we just wait inside your house until our parents come get us?"
How the hell do they know where you are, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. But by then, he was convinced that his life was in danger and that these kids must be high on something and or intended to rob him. And he just kept mumbling, "No, sorry, good night," as he inched the door closed and locked it. He told me he was so fucking scared at that point that they were going to try and break in through one of his windows or something. But he looked through the peephole and they had turned to leave. He watched TV with the volume really low so he could hear any sounds at all. And he said he stayed up till like 5 a.m. because he was too scared to go to bed and drop his guard. The whole time he was telling me this, I'm thinking, oh my god, this sounds so familiar, just like the Black Eyed Kids urban legend. Then I thought, hey, maybe this dude is trying to scare me because after all, he does have the Halloween spirit. So I'm looking at him incredulous, but trying not to seem too gullible. So I'm like, man, that sounds really crazy. Sounds like the Black Eyed Kids. He just looks at me blankly. The what? What is that? A movie or something? And I said no, but told him to look it up online. Like an hour later, I get a knock on my door, and admittedly, I almost jumped out of my skin, thinking it's a demon child. It was my neighbor, and his eyes were freaking huge. He swears to me up and down that he had never heard of the Black Eyed Kids before, and it's so similar to what happened to him. So we talked a little while longer, and I told him that quite a few people probably know about that urban legend, and it's possible that it was just teenagers with black contacts trying to freak him out on Halloween. Which would be genius, by the way. Mm-hmm. But he said that the fear he felt was so primal and came over him the second he opened the door for him. The door for them. So, then it says, beware, guys.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one's spooky. Like,
yeah.
It sounds authentic, but mm-hmm. also it's Halloween.
I'd be that guy that's, like, sitting, like, on a chair in the middle of the hallway, facing the door directly with, like... like an axe in my hand, just waiting, like just in silence. Yeah, just waiting in silence to see if I heard like the smallest thing, so I could chuck that axe.
Honestly, if you think about it, like if you did want to like rob a house, don't rob houses, kids. But if you did want to rob a house and you put black contacts in, that might be a pretty good disguise. Just yeah. Because like someone's like. Focusing on your eyes, that they're not paying attention to the rest of your face.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you did do like the black contact lens, like the all black contact lens, you powdered your face a little bit, mm-hmm. and you put on like a black hood, like you're gonna scare the absolute fuck out of the person in that house.
Yeah,
they're gonna be too paralyzed to do anything. don't get any ideas though.
Yeah,
you didn't hear it from us.
Yeah,
you heard it from Reddit.
So here's another one. Yeah, Reddit, not me. It's posted by Cutie Patootie.
Cutie Patootie.
And this was 10 years ago. And it says, okay, so hey, Reddit. I'm not a writer. I just love reading all of these stories on here. They're so creepy. I've never thought I'd have to post something for help. Let me tell you a little about myself. In my early 20s, I just moved into this apartment, and I tend to live a very private life. I don't even have a Facebook account. I work during the day at a grocery store. Okay, so I'm walking up my flight of steps to get to my apartment, and I hear these kids laughing, and then I hear whispering. It was kind of late, so I thought this was weird, but I ignored it and walked into my apartment. I live on the third floor. I was getting ready to open my balcony door. It was really muggy in my apartment. I walk over to the door and pull my blinds, and two kids are fucking staring back at me. Sorry for the F-bomb, I'm still shaking. So she's on a third floor balcony, and two kids are on her balcony, staring at her.
You got games?
Yes! I screamed and backed away, / smashing my leg into the table. They were both in blue jeans, and the oldest, he was taller, had on a green shirt with white stripes, and the youngest one had a button-up light blue shirt. So, like, kind of weird for just kids hanging out.
Weird articles of clothing in general.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they mean by, like, weird clothes for kids.
Maybe.
Yeah. The oldest one touched the sliding door and said, "Hey, miss, can you let us in?" The younger one just kept looking around. I still just stared at them. Finally, I was able to say, "How'd you get on my balcony?" I walked to the door and noticed how excited the older one got as he moved closer to the entrance. "Can you just let us in?" I wasn't thinking. I unlocked the door, and when I looked up, their eyes, you guys, their eyes were black. The entire eye. I quickly locked the door and told them I had to call the police because my door was jammed and I couldn't unlock the door. So I called the police. The older boy pleaded with me the entire time to let them in. The police arrived about an hour ago. They came in and walked to the balcony. When they opened my balcony door, nothing was there. And then they looked down and saw two children were running away in the parking lot. The police took a report and said that they had to have had help getting up there and that they would question the neighbors. I'm freaking out, I'm crying, and I don't want to stay here, but then again, I don't feel safe going outside right now. Do you think they'll come back?
Which, I don't know.
That's creepy. If that was actually true, like, because now they're just, like, showing up.
On balconies.
Yeah.
When you said like you showed on, I didn't realize that they were on the balcony. When you said that they showed up on like the third floor window, I was like, those motherfuckers are floating. Like,
<They're> floating. So now that we've all heard all of the stories, but we still don't really know like what they are. Mm-hmm. Are they human kids playing with contact lenses, or are they something a little bit more sinister? So now we're going to kind of go over the theories of what they are. I don't know what this is.
The rave hands.
Yeah. So the first like theory is demons.
Yeah.
Some small groups of people believe that the kids are demons and they are somehow trying to take over the world. The black-eyed kids are supposed to be harbingers of ill will and personal doom, like for that specific person.
Nice to eat you.
What is that from?
I have no idea. Oh. I just said it.
Okay. Because you said demons. Yeah.
No, I was like, nice to eat you. It's because it sounded like a demon.
Maybe they are there to raise hell and bring bad juju to a person's particular life.
Murubaga. Do do do.
I really don't believe this theory, just because there's nothing really to back it up.
No.
I don't.
Well, not only that, no one's life has gotten worse after that happened. It's just continued.
Well, no one's let them inside.
Oh yeah, that is true. Yeah, see, that's another thing too. Like, someone would have had to have at least let them in once, and then would have been able to like. Well, I mean, they might not have survived to write the experience, but
there
still,
there is an account of an older couple letting them inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they let them inside, the kids just kind of, like, sat on the couch and next to the grandfather, and he started, like, bleeding from his nose and stuff like that.
Huh.
And when the grandmom asked them to leave, this tall woman and tall man showed up and basically, like, thanked them for, I don't remember the story exactly. I should have wrote that down.
Yeah, but that would have been better. Yeah,
but I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, basically, a tall woman and a tall man in suit and ties and stuff like that take these kids out. But then the grandfather ends up getting, like, a form of skin cancer that's, like, really severe. And they have, like, three or four cats that end up mysteriously dying. One that's just, like, in a pool of its own blood and stuff. Like, that's why I'm wondering if that one's even true, one thing. But, like, supposedly that's what happens when you let them in. It's that bad stuff does start
happening. I feel like they just added a bunch of bad possibilities up into one thing. Like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even sure if that's, like, a true story.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
So, But I just don't really see the devil or whoever sending kids to do his, like, dirty work if they are demons.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure what his work would be.
If he was doing that, he wouldn't give them completely black eyes, first of all. No. Like, that's already, like, that's going to scare people. I mean, maybe the point is just to scare them. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you want to do, like, the devil specifically, if he wanted to do any kind of, you know, like, bad deed to anyone, he wouldn't make it so obvious that something bad was going to happen.
Yeah, and the kids have, like, a horrible, like, success rate of getting inside.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much no one lets them inside. So if the whole point is to cause all this chaos and, like, do evil shit, why are they asking permission?
Yeah.
Demons don't ask permission to possess people.
Heck no.
So, like...
Hey, you mind if I take over your body real quick?
Yeah. And they ask permission to get inside you.
Demons always use consent. Yeah. Psych!
But I mean, you know, so, like, if they don't usually ask permission to, like, possess your body, why are they asking to get in your house, you know?
Yeah. It's like, hey, can I possess you and, like, slam you on the ceiling a few times? I'm bored. Like,
yeah.
No, they're just gonna do it. I'll make you a sandwich afterward.
So, the next theory is vampires.
Yeah.
People think that, you know, the tale of vampires is maybe what black-eyed kids are. And I even put in here, I said, so vampire tales have been around for decades, and if you ask Alan, vampires came from people having rabies.
Rabies.
Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, there's this doctor that's on TikTok who does medical and historical references to things, and he was saying, like, I think he said it was, like, back in, like, the days where vampires were first, like, talked about, supposedly everything that happens with a vampire, like their personality traits and everything, is all just a case of rabies, because apparently people with rabies, if they have rabies, they become pretty much allergic to water, because when they drink water, their throat convulses and it causes them to spit it back out and they, like, seize up.
But you said it's because they're, like... But it's because their throat is, like, closing up?
Yeah, it's convulsing. It's closing. So, and then another thing is, so that's where, like, he was saying, like, the vampires with holy water, why that's a possibility that could have been put in. And then they also have, people with rabies have a very, like, have hypersexuality. So, like, they're always wanting to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also a thing with vampires. And, like,
where'd the blood part come from?
The blood part, I think he said it came from because, like, they would get bitey. And they like, people with rabies would, like, get, but they would want to bite you, because that's how the virus gets passed, is through biting, through saliva. Mm-hmm. And they said that, and he was saying that's another way to do it. And I think the only reason why he's saying blood, because I think, like, there's also been cases where people would, like, bite their lips and they would, like, bleed.
Yeah.
And it would look like they bit somebody, but they actually didn't. And it would just, like, be dripping. And also, like, they have, like, a very high sensitivity to things. So, like, sunlight really messes with them. Like, bright sunlight messes with them. And garlic also messes with them because it's such an intense smell.
Yeah.
So that's where they also say that derived from was from people with rabies. Is, like, the whole vampire allergic to garlic and allergic to sunlight and allergic to holy water from rabies. I mean, I'm sure you guys can find it. If you go on to TikTok, just type in, like, I don't know, doctor talks about rabies and vampires.
I'm sure something if you like just that. Look it up online.
Yeah, too, yeah, I'm sure you can find it. You know, even YouTube. Like, they He'll better explain it. It's been a minute since I actually watched that video. It's been like a week or two, but
man, so that's kind of like Alan's explanation on how vampires are rabies.
Yeah.
But what if the black-eyed kids were vampires? Yeah.
And they didn't associate anything with any of the behavioral types of a vampire either. So it's like, meh.
Well, there is a little bit more substance to this theory. Firstly, all the black-eyed children stories happen at night, so even the original one, like Brian Bethel's, happened very late at night, and this would happen because obviously vampires can't go out in the sun, or at least they're like...
Neither can albinos, unless they have an umbrella.
which, you know, they can't go out in the sun, which is why they do, like, their dirty deeds at night.
Mm-hmm. And, dirty deeds done with sheep. Dirty deeds done with sheep.
Yep. This fucking guy. which leads me to my next point. Not the sheep, the sun. they are actually, like, pale as fuck. You know, every encounter describes these kids being, like, light complexioned. And it's as if they have never been in the sun. So vampires can't go out in the sun. So 2 plus 2 equals fish. And then there's the whole point of them asking for permission.
Which is another trait of vampires. Yeah. You have to let them in or for them to enter your house. At least yeah. Dracula, anyway. You have to
literally have the first rule of like talking to vampires is don't let them in. Yeah. I even said in like Renfield, that new movie that came out. Where the group leader asked him to come on, like, come on in.
Like, there's a reason why Dracula just got a big ass smile. He's like, yeah. I got you now. That's funny.
And, like, the only thing that isn't really explained is the black eyes. As far as I know, vampires don't really get black eyes or have black eyes.
If, I mean, their retinas, and in quite a few movies, their retinas, their eyes do get bigger, but they don't become fully black. Yeah. Unless they're like, I think Underworld, maybe the vampire's eyes got like pitch black whenever they like were getting ready to like attack, but.
Well, the thing that I brought up was the Twilight series.
Yeah.
And I know that that's like not obviously not sparkle, true or
sparkle,
anything.
Sparkle,
like that.
Sparkle.
But vampires get dark eyes there when they're thirsty.
Yeah.
But and I'm not saying that that's like any kind of proof or anything. But I don't know how much research Stephanie Meyer did. Like maybe she was like, oh, vampires supposedly get dark eyes when they get thirsty. I'm gonna add that into my story. Maybe it's just a cool little like. Possibility. Maybe that's why they have black eyes is because they're thirsty as
fuck. That's why they're asking permission. That's why they're trying to like get to go in because they want you right then and there, but you're not coming out.
Yeah. And then there's also that part where Brian's friend's girlfriend was like, hey, if you opened the door, you would have been killed. That could have been kind of like a sign that if they were vampires, they would have taken all of his blood and like killed him.
Yeah.
Like, not that that's like another piece of evidence, but you know, it's a possibility. This theory, I give it like a 5 out of 10 for like possibility. I'm kind of like on the fence. Like, if vampires are real, maybe these are vampires.
Yeah.
But, I feel like that holds a little bit more stance than
And everyone can say vampires aren't real, but you don't know. You don't know if they're real. You have no idea.
I mean, there was not to bring Twilight again, but they had the whole Volturi, whatever it's called, the whole like gang or whatever like the cult of vampires.
Yeah,
they were right in plain sight, and nobody knew.
Yeah, like so you never have no idea.
Another theory is a satanic cult. Which, this theory is kind of tied to the first one, except that people believe that these kids are Satan worshippers. They're Satan worshippers and not like demons themselves. They believe that these kids are learning and practicing black magic, and I guess that's why their eyes are black.
That's not how that works. Yeah. Right.
I guess they believe that these kids are part of a satanic cult. And that maybe the kids are trying to get into people's houses to do some kind of sacrificial, like, rituals. Once again, I really don't see a whole lot of evidence with this one. Yeah,
that doesn't make too much sense.
Another theory, which I think is a pretty good theory, is the aliens or UFOs.
Yeah.
So, some people believe that the black-eyed kids are aliens trying to study us. They dress slightly off fashion or out of season because they haven't really figured out the human world yet. Like we were saying, maybe they're a few light years further behind or ahead, you know, whatever it's called. Normally alien abduction cases don't really talk about them needing permission to enter a household.
No, they just do it.
They just do it. But I feel like they need permission because maybe they've seen like other people ask to enter. And because they're in, like, a human form, they're like,
they're studying.
This is how you do it, you know?
Yeah,
they're, like, studying and just, since it's little kids, it's like, oh, can we use your phone? Most people, like, let little kids in to use a phone.
Yeah.
So, now that it's not working for them, they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what do we do now?
Yeah. And, like, maybe they're using this phone to call for help. I don't think they really need our technology to call for help, but maybe that's just like a thing to get like a step in the door.
Yeah. They open the phone and be like, hey, you could pick up this house.
Yeah, you can come pick us up now.
Literally, the whole, all of it. All 4 acres, you can grab us.
But like this one just seems like the most probable.
Yeah.
Is that it's aliens. Just because.
Aliens.
Aliens. Because then, like, the final theory that's not really a theory is that it's all a hoax. And then just, like, Brian Bethel's story was fake. Yeah. And I'm just saying this is, like, a theory. But his story was fake, but it caught the attention of a bunch of kids. So now, like, people are popping up all over the world getting black contacts and just showing up at people's doors. I mean, we do have to take into account that he could have definitely set that whole story up.
Yeah.
Because he's a writer. He's
used to writing stories.
Yep. So it's possible that all of this is just kids staging.
And if this was the 90s, horror movies were a huge thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like late mid-80s to like mid-90s, like horror movies were like every Exorcist, movie that was coming out was a horror
Halloween,
movie. Yeah, Halloween, you got the Jason Voorhees, you got Freddy Krueger, yep, which was a really popular one. Children of the Corn came out.
Mortal Kombat was playing. I know that's not really a horror movie,
but like...
but that's graphic and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the movie isn't.
The game was out then.
But the movie's actually very censored, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But,
It's a cat.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, like, it's horror movies were a huge thing. And what an opportunity to, as a journalist, who probably isn't that popular, to blow up.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah. But, like, to blow up by introducing a story that he created.
Mm-hmm.
Like, during horror movie epitome.
I mean, right now, he's still doing... he's not really doing anything, like, paranormal or anything now, but he's still, like, a senior staff advisor or whatever for their newspaper. So, but yeah, at the end of all this, we may never be able to find out if the Black Eyed Kids are actually real, and if they are real, we'll never be able to find out who they are and what they want.
And why they do what they do.
And why they do what they do.
Say hi, Jippy.
Say hi, Jips.
Jip, Jip, say hi. Good girl.
Aw, you guys got it.
That's going to be cute.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it for this episode. I'm sorry it was a long one. It's like over an hour.
Yeah.
Sorry, make you sit here and talk about it.
That's all right.
So what do you think? Do you think they're real? I think there's a possibility.
But I think they were fabricated.
Yeah.
Like, they had to, because there's too much evidence pointing to them not being real.
Especially how we're saying, like, it started in the 90s, and it seemed to start with one guy.
Like, I'm pretty sure there would be something in a book somewhere from earlier ages about black-eyed children.
There might be, and we just didn't find it or didn't reference it.
Like, if it is way before the 90s, then yeah, there's a possibility that it is a thing. But like, if it's just in the 90s, it's highly unlikely.
Unless it's aliens that are just popping down in different, like time periods.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, the reason why it wasn't talked about back then, it's because they didn't drop down back then. They came now. Like,
they did drop down back then, because back in the day, like, there's all kinds of Egyptian records, even Egyptian records, like, going back to that time, of aliens coming from the sky. Like, they've been traced before. Like,
they've just never been described as black eyes.
No. They've never been fully... they've been just described as massive humans with, like, extra extremities, like wings and stuff like that.
Unless it's just, like, a new tactic that aliens were trying to do.
Maybe they got tired of disguising themselves. They're like, you know what? Just go
with
you. We're
just going to look like them. Yeah. You know? I don't know. I
have no idea.
I hope... part of me hopes that they're real, because it's, like... it's a really cool concept.
You
want
to find out? You want to try looking for some?
No. Fuck no.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I'm not letting no black-eyed kids in.
It's like, outside. Open up now.
No, thank you.
Go away, please.
Yeah. But yeah, so let us know.
Fuck off! I'm sorry, no.
But yeah, so let us know down in the comments below what you guys think. Do you think it's a fabricated story? Do you think that they're real? What theory do you believe? Do you believe that they're aliens, demons, satanic cult members, just annoying little kids doing annoying little kid stuff?
Because kids can be annoying.
Yep. Look at you.
Yeah, I was an annoying ass kid.
Yep. I don't know, but I'm sure he was.
I think if my eyes could take contacts really well, because my eyes are terrible at taking contacts. I cannot.
Honestly, I want to do this for Halloween.
Yeah. Like, I cannot wear a contact lens to save my life. Like, I have to keep trying and trying and trying. But if I could as a kid, that'd probably be something I would do. Just like if I had heard that story when I was a kid, I'd been like,
you know what we're doing, mom.
Yeah. I would have did it purposely to freak out my mom. And then if it freaked out my mom, I would have been like, all right, it's gonna scare someone else. Like, yeah. I would have done it. Like,
I don't know. I've heard of this story or like this tale, but I never researched it.
Yeah, I haven't researched it either. I thought they were a lot older. Like, I could have swore they were a lot older than just the '90s. Mm-hmm. But what are you doing, weirdo?
I don't know. Maybe if you and Christian talk about it in your podcast, maybe you guys can do more research. Yeah.
No, not really too much news on that just yet.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, that's.
We're not there yet, but yeah, that's sneak peek, I guess. Yeah.
What makes it funny is that probably like with I'll bring up one part is like he's very religious. The guy that I want to do the podcast with, he's very religious. He's a very strict Christian.
Why does it sound like you keep saying religious?
Religious.
All
hey, yo, he's religious, bruh.
He's religious. And I'm like,
he's religious.
That's not.
He's
that's
religious.
That's not what it's called.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a very religious dude, so it's going to be interesting talking about these subjects with him. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to like relate it to like Hutch was like God or demons or something. I can see that.
Which but, I mean is fine, but yeah, it's just fine. Not it's what fine. We believe yeah, in. Yeah. So. But yeah, so that's it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for watching the whole hour and 18 minutes right now.
Well, according to this, it'll be shorter than that. But
yeah, because all my edits.
Yeah, all the edits, the cutouts that you got to do.
But yeah, so thank you guys for watching.
Do all things that help a channel grow.
Yep.
Finger guns.
And we will see you in the next one. Or I guess you guys can hear us in the next one. Catch you later.